This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the undisputed star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. Elena, how are you this week?
I'm fine. How are you? I was wondering if we have a legal obligation to start this conversation with Charlie Sheen. I figure since that anything broadcast-wise, you have to do that for at least 10 minutes, right?
I guess so. Is not enough interviews with Charlie Sheen really the problem, though? I'm not sure about that.
And I think there's not enough going on in the world, really. There's nothing else to look at.
Yeah, it's amazing how much oxygen that has gobbled up on the news channels when you obviously see the tragedies, what we have in Japan today, and other big battles that have been going on for a long time here in Washington, like the big budget fight.
That's right. That's right. And I guess in Wisconsin, they resolve things in some sort of way. I don't know if it's really a resolved thing, but the Tea Party is having its influence over all these battles, I guess, aren't they?
They certainly are, and we have a Capitol Steps song for that in just a moment. But as this budget fight played out this week, basically the U.S. Senate took two votes, one to reject the Republican plan and one to reject the Democratic plan. So what we can agree on, apparently, Elena, is that neither side has a chance of getting what it wants. So,
well, I'm one of those people who tends to believe that Washington is best when it does nothing.
Oh, I'm definitely in that camp. But here's my favorite defense of the week. This is Harry Reid in the Senate. I just wanted to play this clip for you.
Okay.
Talking about the absolutely indispensable programs that cannot be cut. Listen to this.
Okay.
The National Endowment for Humanities is a reason we have in Northern Nevada every January the Cowboy Poetry Festival. Had that program not been around, the tens of thousands of people who come there every year would not exist.
Elena, that...
They wouldn't exist?
That was my second favorite part of that.
What would happen to them?
They would just vanish, apparently.
That's really hilarious.
If not for cowboy poetry.
Well, I don't know. What rhymes with saddle? I don't...
You're welcome, Harry Reid. You're welcome for my tax dollars. You can have your cowboy poetry festival.
And Harry Reid is almost like seems like the opposite of a cowboy, too, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That would be kind of a pathetic picture if he tried to pull that off.
That's a good quote. I'll have to remember that one. It would not exist.
That's exactly right. Anyway, as Elena alluded to a moment ago, the Capitol Steps, as always, having some fun with the budget battles and also with the Tea Party is influencing this whole debate here in Washington.
We members of the Tea Party are sick of all the taxes we pay now.
Pay now, taxes we pay.
So we're holding lots of rallies with our misspelled signs on display now.
Pay now, signs on display.
Seems the liberals have been spending all our money like an endless buffet now.
Pay now, endless
so
buffet.
So we'll have fun, fun, fun till Obama takes our tea bags away.
Fun, fun, fun till Obama takes our tea bags.
Some people will support us because the government can't get any fatter. Dinner will serve anchor baby skewered on a nice silver platter.
Platter, nice silver platter.
We've got our leader Sarah Palin, cause a tea party should have a Mad Hatter.
Hatter, have a Mad
Hatter. And we'll have fun, 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 putting slogans on our t-shirts today.
Fun, 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 putting slogans on our t-shirts.
Wee,
this bound to explode. We're like Mama Grizzlies, it's time to reload.
Now we're coming to D.C., can't you see that we must be respected?
Pected, give us respect.
But we won't drive on roads they funded with the stimulus or tax they collected.
Pected, tax they collect.
And we're suspicious that the roads into D.C. are also pointing toward Mecca.
Mecca, point toward
Now
it.
We'll have fun, 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 cleaning Sodom and Gomorrah.
Guns, 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 guns.
Give a shout to Dr. Laura.
Fun, 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 till we take over the
U.S. of A. Oh, Elena. Big fight going on.
So you think there will be a Tea Party candidate for president?
I don't know if there will actually be a specific Tea Party. I'm sure they'll try to influence the Republican primary as much as possible. I think for the most part, they would probably realize that if they put a separate candidate out there, that would just siphon off more of the vote, and then they'd probably get the same president they've got now, who it would appear that they don't like very much.
Are you a fan of Newt? Oh, I guess you can't say that.
I'm less than excited about that candidacy, but we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, comedians are very excited about that one.
Oh, really? How are you preparing for that one?
He rhymes with a lot of things, but it's also, you know, he's got a little bit of the background, the past that people know about. So that's always good for a few jokes here and there.
Yeah, that's good for a few jokes, even just in regular political discourse. I'm sure those will pop up in due time. Elena, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Talk to you next week.
Thanks. Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online at capsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.